You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
And don't love, you say you love the Father, this is Jesus. He said, if you say you love the Father whom you've not seen, and don't love the brother whom you have seen, ye are a liar, and no truth dwelleth in you.
That's right.
And I can't believe it. There's a church in this town where I had a friend of mine was a pastor, and he brought in, he allowed homosexuals, he allowed lesbians, gay people, he allowed former bank robbers, people who are coming off of drug addiction, people who have gotten out of prison, as well as normal people. And I remember going to his church on Sundays. Well, you know what? They when he left that church, they kicked all those people. I said, we don't want those kind of people around our church. Now, can you imagine?
Well, you know, Christ came to save the lost, and and that's the whole emphasis of the cross and the resurrection, for the lost to be saved and set their hearts on the Lord and live a life that with joy and happiness, to love, joy, and peace, as Galatians chapter 5:22 speaks about those fruit of the Spirit. That's all goodness. It's all positive. Yes, there's part of that in life, but in the world, people in the world. But as believers, that's a Holy Spirit empowerment, love and joy and peace.
Now, you mentioned reading the Bible. I ran into a chaplain recently, and this person makes a living by being a member of the clergy. Okay. And I mentioned to this person that Jesus said he has chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith. And he actually looked at me and said, oh, where's that? Who said that? I'm thinking, he's a minister, probably making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and, you know, or close to it, and doesn't know, you know. So you said earlier on about the Word of God. I want to say this. There's a famous preacher. I don't know. He's in his 80s. And he was recently interviewed. Maybe you saw it on YouTube or TikTok or wherever it is. And they said, this Indian man talking to him said, if you were to talk to your younger self, what would you say? He'd say, I'd say, don't go to seminary. He said, most preachers only read the Word when they're preparing their sermon for Sunday. Read the Word of God and hit the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what he would say. This is a guy who's like got his doctorates. Yep. He's a big shot. He's famous in the world and said, I would not go to seminary. Mm-hmm. What's your response to that, Roger?
You know, everybody has a different path. Some who are addicts, they become pastors. And so, and the Word says, we become new creation. Old things pass. And we're not to live by that. That's our experience. That's our background. But we're a new creation. He's doing something new in all of us. And so I know people who've been to prestigious colleges or seminaries. And I know one who fell from grace, if you will. There's no look, the only guarantee we have is in the Holy Spirit. The only guarantee is in the Spirit of God in us, guiding us, living in us, and us obeying it. All these other things are wonderful for your resume, but it, you know, as the old saying says, the rubber hits the road in your life when you're out there talking and sharing
the
Word
of
God.
Well, that's what you do. Now, you have a ministry, which is, to me, I love it. Now, I saw when you called me today that you have a Burlington, Vermont phone number.
Yeah.
And you know that there's a place called Church Street. You want to tell
people
what Church Street is in Burlington?
Church Street is the Burlington is the queen city in Vermont. It's, most of you know, the largest city. Church Street is just it's the main street.
They filled it in.
No
cars allowed.
Yeah, and part of it, and so everything's walking to places that you're going to have mixed.
Bernie Sanders has
that.
His office there.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got Starbucks. You've got local coffee shops. You've got all kinds of fancy restaurants, alfresco dining.
Yeah. There's some good dining there. And but the malls outside and around the perimeter of the city, that's where most of the business happens.
Now you have a ministry where you set up a would-be tent. It's like you got these little four stilts, and on top of it, what does it say?
It says prayer station. That equipment from Nick Savoca, that ministry. Prayer station in large letters, red tent, white lettering. Can't miss it. It's really visual from just driving past us or walking. And so people are drawn to there. But let me be honest about it. As any ministry, you're going to people that are not going to be happy about it. We've had people come up and curse us, if you will, or they don't believe in this. Oftentimes the response is, I'm good. Oh, I prayed already. Well, I may say I'm good, but I always can use prayer. And we're always making identifying, may I pray for you in Jesus' name? Because that's the name above all names. That's the name where the power flows.
Well, Muhammad, Buddha, none of these guys died on the cross for you. They all say, die for me. Muhammad died for me. Whereas Jesus is the only one who says, no. You don't need to die for me. I already died for you, but you just need to accept the gift.
Yeah, and this may not be maybe strange to some listeners, some even believers, but we've had, and I'm there every Saturday from 10 to 1 usually, and I've had some other intercessors with me, and I've heard a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a prophetic word standing right there on somebody that they looked okay, but after asking, is that ankle bothering you? She said, yes. And so that's a word of wisdom and a prophetic word.
Was she healed?
We prayed for something else, and the woman next to me said, is something wrong with your left ankle? She said, yes, it looked okay, but there was something wrong. That's a word of prophetic word, if you will.
And so I was singing a gospel song one time to about maybe three or four ladies in a living room in Binghamton, New York, and this one old lady, she starts crying. What's going on? She says, I've had a problem with my foot for 20-something years, and the bone just popped back into place right now, right here.
Yep. We've had people we're praying for, and they just cry. They're just touched by the
Okay, spirit. I'm going to tell you a story. Now, here we go. Cast ye not your pearls before swine. If you don't believe in Jesus, maybe you ought to just change the channel. But or if you want to believe and you don't, maybe you need to listen to this. So one time, my friend Amelia, she was a tall, lovely, elegant, older Italian lady. She had married an American soldier in World War II. And she had fallen down and hurt her hip. And I won't go into all the details, but anyway, so we're at this family's house. We go there on Tuesdays for a little. People would, we'd sing songs about the Lord. Mm-hmm. This is the day that the Lord has made. You know, I've decided to follow Jesus. Simple little songs. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. You know, stuff like that. Anyway, then afterwards, we go around the room and different neighbors would say, oh, I was thinking about this, what this says in the Word of God, or the Lord gave me a special visit in my head this week, in my heart, and spoke to me about this. And then we would pray for each other. Well, anyway, so they're praying for all of us. And, you know, this person would pray for that person. Someone else would pray for that person. And there's a lot of noise, and some people are speaking in tongues or this, that. Anyway, so Amelia, all of a sudden, I'm on the other side of the room. She goes, Rhett, I want you to come here, Rhett. Mama told you she's Italiano. Anyway, she would make me dinner on Tuesday nights, and then I would drive her up to the prayer meeting with me. What an honor that was. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I hope I see her in heaven. But so she said, Rhett, come here. She had hurt her hip. Mm-hmm. And I've been on the phone with her that week about that. Of course, she drove up with me probably that night. I don't recollect the specifics, but she took my fingers, because you don't touch a woman.
No,
unless you
don't.
She took my fingers. This is an older lady in her 70s, and I was in my 30s. She took my fingers and put it on her right hip.
Yes.
Someone else was praying for her. And I felt this buzzing and movement within her hip with my own fingers, just like Doubting Thomas. Mm-hmm. And she goes, that's the praise of the Lord. I'm being healed. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I'm gonna tell you something. I felt it with my fingers.
Sure.
And you want the sad thing about it? For years, I kind of put that in the back burner and forgot about it. Just recently, God brought it to memory. How could I forget such a miracle? Mm-hmm. And yet I touched it with my own fingers. You know, there was another guy who came there. He'd been in a wheelchair for over 20 years.
Yep.
And I was new in the Lord. I didn't know the Lord. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he comes in there and says that he went to it was a Catholic priest had a gift. Father Diorio, late in life, was given a gift of healing. And they had this big conference. And anyway, he says he had, there's going to be a miracle here tonight. And he says, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk after 20-something years in the wheelchair. And he ran around the place. The place went nuts. He goes to see this Jewish doctor who falls to his knees or whatever. This is how I recall, anyway. Yeah. And says, you can't be standing here. Your muscles have atrophied over 20 years. And so I said to the older man later on, I was on the steps of this house where we have this prayer meeting on Tuesday nights, and I said, the Zolke's house. And I said, so if God's such a good God, why did he allow you to be in a wheelchair for 20 years? You know, the all-knowing 30-year-old or 20. Right. Maybe I was 29 at the time. And he says, son, if I hadn't been in that wheelchair for 20-something years, you wouldn't be here talking to me. And by the way, not only is my back healed, but they take pictures of my back.
Yeah.
Technically, it's still broken, but I walk as a normal man.
Yeah. Yep. He is signs and wonders that, you know, they're not all identified in the Word of God, but we see them as we live and move and have our being. Signs and wonders. We've had people come across our prayer stations, some of them left with, they felt something physical or whatever was going on, some issues they'd be resolving. We get a lot of prayer for families. Many come and want to pray for world peace. Well, we can pray for world peace, but do you have the peace of Jesus? Yeah. If you don't have the peace of Jesus, that your decision probably won't be the best. And so that's our foundation.
This won't be the best. Yeah, it's kind of like being able to have the wisdom of the eternal one and just ignoring it. Yeah. People are so arrogant. They go, oh, there's no God. I said, well, why don't you just look at a grasshopper? You're going to look at a grasshopper, tell me there's no God. You want to look at a single green leaf off of a tree or a blade of grass and the intricacies that are involved in that? Do you want to look at a ladybug or look at a sparrow? And the Bible says not a sparrow falls from the heavens without the Father's permission, for the very hairs on your head are counted. Do you not know you are of greater value than many sparrows? Mm. And for whoever you are listening right now, that's a word for you. Mm. Not a sparrow falls to the ground without the Father's permission. Speaking of which, you lost your wife after 65 years a few months ago. How are you, and this is a gift to the people listening, that's why I'm asking, how are you handling that? Are you going through what you'll never get over? Or are you after, you know, I want to know how you're doing. Okay.
That's a question a number of people have asked me over time, and with the same regard, how are you doing? And right away, and now I was with my wife the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. I had to be, I wanted to be there every day through the process, and
tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for a new day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
Everybody clap and make some noise. Come on. We've come to give them glory tonight. We've come to give them honor. We've come to give them praise. Can you open up your mouth and scream in here? I said, can you open up your mouth and scream in here? Here we go, we sing.